In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. It's a very sad day in Boston and throughout the country. We experienced yesterday an act of terror by evil people or an evil person, an act of terror that destroyed and killed a child, an act of terror that the first bomb was released by the flags area. Does that mean something? Especially our flag that means freedom. An act of terror that over 100 are injured, and some very seriously. Some people have lost limbs, legs, and arms. There was a contractor who saw a child lose his arm and he was disconsolate. He could not even stop weeping and wailing, and because, you know, it comes very close. You know, this could happen to my children. This could happen to my children. I tell you, the person or people that behind this are demonic. This is demonic. It is an act of terror. It is a bomb. It is to destroy freedom. It is to do what only Satan would want to do, that we have liberty. And this was a beautiful day for people, and they went to the race, and nothing did they expect other than to laugh and to pray, laugh and to jump up and down when their contestant finished the line. But you see, what happened is some evil man or some evil people planted bombs in barrels. And again, the first bomb was lit, a bomb was ignited by the flags. And I'm telling you, this, if you ask me, this is not just something that happened by one person. As one person said to me, it's not the person behind the tree, it's the people that are paying him. That's important. It could be that. Now, we don't know if it is that. But the police, they're checking, and they'll find out, and the people who have done this or the person who has done this will be under the scrutiny of the United States law. I tell you, this is a real thing. But how do we respond as Catholics? How do we respond as Christians? I'm going to pray 2 Chronicles 7:14-16. Dear Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we, your people, who are called by your name, we humble ourselves before thee. We pray to thee and seek thy holy face. The first thing is repentance, that we as God's people need to repent for what happened. You might say we had nothing to do with it. That makes no difference. We need to repent for our sins and for the sins of the nation and the sins of the people who did it. O Holy Father, Almighty God, we repent of all our sins. We turn away from our wickedness and ask thee in the name of our blessed Savior, Jesus the Messiah, for your forgiveness. Please be merciful and heal our minds, heal our souls, heal our spirits, and heal our land for your name's sake. Hear our cry, Almighty God, and open again thy holy eyes and ears to thy people's prayers. In our temples of the Holy Spirit abide forever. Please choose and sanctify our land as we repent for our wrongdoing, and let your name be in our hearts and land forever and ever. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the Christ, we pray. Amen. It is very important that we as God's people would repent of our sins at this time. You say, well, I had nothing to do with it, and that's all right. But we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and we must admit, Lord, our sins are real. But though they be as red as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow when the blood of Jesus washes over us. I tell you, my friends, it is time for us to live for Jesus Christ. This is an act of terror. We do not know what's going to happen next. I said it several weeks ago when we saw what happened in Newtown with those beautiful children and those beautiful teachers. I said, there will be something else. There will be something else. And you know what? There was something else. We had an act of terror, and that the first bomb was lit and exploded by the flags, by the freedom. Over 100 people were injured. Some had severed, had lost their limbs, their arms, and a little child has died, and her family is very sick. I tell you, my friends, it is time for us to repent. It is time for us to be like the light upon the hill. It is time, it is time, it is time. It is not time for us to grow discouraged. It is time for us to seek the face of God. It is time for us to pray. We need to pray. We need to pray in the Spirit over these terrible things. I was just told that in Revere on Ocean Street, we have all the police and all the FBI. They are checking somebody's house that they're not accusing them of, but they might have a case against this person. I tell you, whatever it is, we need to seek the face of God, and we need to ask for mercy. I received a letter from somebody. It's very short. And, you know, this is what the broadcast is all about. She writes, "Thank you for helping me through some tough years. Your faith shines like a lamp on a hill. I saw the light. Now I have my own lamp. Praise God." Isn't that wonderful? We need to be the light of the world. We need to be the voice of God. We need to be the salt of the earth. We need to come against this, not with violence, but with prayer, asking God to have mercy on our country, asking God to have mercy on all the violence that takes place in our country. And I'm going to tell you, I have never seen such violence in all my life. But you know what? Violence is happening today at Planned Parenthood. No one will talk about that violence, but it's real. Violence is happening today at Planned Parenthood. Violence happens in houses with men against women and women against men. We need to be healed of our violent ways, and we need to pray to the Lord that He would spare us and He would save us from our sins. It is so important. I tell you that the Good Shepherd wants to do something to this country, but we need to be open to what the Good Shepherd wants to do and what wants us to be. The 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd. Amen. I shall not want." I shall not want because the Lord is my shepherd. And not only is my shepherd, He smells like the sheep. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Oh yes, the shepherd, the Lord, wants me to be in green pastures that I would be able to eat and to rest. He leads me beside still waters where I can drink. He restores my soul. Yes, He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. That's the shepherd. Mm. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me." I'm going to read that again. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. For the sake of His sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on Boston and on the whole world. For the sake of His sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on Boston and on the whole world. For the sake of His sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on Boston and the whole world. for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on Boston and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on Boston and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on Boston and on the whole world. We repent of our sins. Forgive us, God. Forgive your people first, because repentance begins with the house of God. We repent upon the sins of the land, the violence that's done in abortion mills, the violence that takes place every day. We repent of that terrible, terrible calamity that takes place every single day. We repent that you have called us not to be violent, but to be at peace, and peace only comes through the blood of Jesus. Peace only comes when we give our life to Jesus, and through his blood there is peace. Peace through the power of the cross. Father, we come to you with the ammunition of prayer. We come to you with the ammunition of repentance. We come to you with the ammunition of lowliness, that we bow down before you because we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. O Jesus, you are our shepherd. Help us not to want for anything but you. O Jesus, you make us lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside still waters. You care about us. You restore our souls. You lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. O Jesus, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint our heads with oil. Our cups runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Again, this is what it's all about. Thank you for helping me through some years that were tough. Your faith shines like a lamp on the hill. I saw the light. Now I have my own lamp. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? She has her own lamp. She's the light of the world. She sent this anonymously. I have no idea who it is, but you want to know what? Thank you, Jesus. This means everything to me, that even when I don't feel well and I proclaim the gospel, somebody is being blessed, someone is being touched. Today we come to God and we ask him to forgive us for the terror that happened yesterday, to forgive us, yes, because repentance starts with the house of God. Repentance starts with me. Forgive us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Again, we remember that the first bomb was by the flags. That's right, by the flags. Flags that state freedom. And whoever did this is against freedom. Whoever did this is against freedom and liberty. Over 100 people were injured. Some had severed limbs. And it's real. It's real. It's real. And you know what? This is the sad thing. In a few days or a few weeks, we're going to forget this. We're going to forget this. But I'm telling you, the people that were injured and the people that were there will not forget it. We're going to forget this, and then the next thing will come down. The next thing will come down. Down the road, the next thing, whatever the next thing is. I tell you, God cares about us. He wants us to repent of our sins. We cannot expect terrorists to repent, but we can repent. I know we had nothing to do with this bombing, with this act of terror. I know that is true, but we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We have thrown Jesus off the throne of our hearts. We need to say, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me by still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil." Why? Because the shepherd is with me. thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table where? Before me, in the presence of mine enemies. Yes, in the presence of the enemies he prepares a table. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, something like this act of terror will either draw people to Jesus or draw people away from Jesus. People are going to say, where was God? I tell you where God was. He was in the midst of it all. He had nothing to do with it, but he was in the midst of it all. He was caring for people. Jesus was there by his Spirit. Little did anyone see him or know at the time. The only thing they felt was terror. But I tell you, Jesus was there, and Jesus is with these people. We need to pray for these people that are in hospitals. We need to pray for these people that have lost limbs. This is what happens in Afghanistan. This is what happens in all those countries that soldiers come home without limbs. This was an act of terror, an act of violence. First of all, to destroy the freedom that we in the United States have, that we have freedom, and we cannot give up that freedom. Let me tell you, we cannot give up that freedom. Our freedom is to bless people. Our freedom is not that we would get drunk with freedom, but that our freedom would set other people free. If the Lord sets you free indeed. If the Good Shepherd sets you free indeed. If the Lord, who is your shepherd, sets you free indeed. It is your turn now, people, to get the light and to become a lamp for people. To become a lamp, L-A-M-P. Maybe you caught that fire someplace else, but you are to shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. You are to shine like stars in the midst of this act of terror. We are to pray that God would have mercy upon us, that God would not give us what we deserve, that God would just let his face shine upon us. We need to pray that. And we need to repent of our sins. Yes, I'm going to pray it again. Dear Heavenly Father, Almighty God, we, your people, who are called by your name, we humble ourselves before you. We pray to thee and seek thy holy face. O Holy Father, Almighty God, we repent of all our sins. Yes, we, God's people, repent of all our sins. We turn away for our wickedness and ask that in the name of our blessed Savior, Jesus Christ, we ask for forgiveness. Forgiveness. When was the last time you went to confession? When was the last time you told somebody else that you have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? Please be merciful and heal our minds. Please be merciful and heal our souls. Please be merciful and heal our spirits. Please be merciful and heal our land for the name of Jesus, for the name's sake. Hear our cry, Almighty God, and open again your holy eyes and your ears to your people's prayers. In our temples of thy Holy Spirit abide forever. Please choose and sanctify our land as we repent of our sins and our wrongdoing. And let your name be in our hearts and in our land forever and ever. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. My friends, violence produces violence. What we sow is what we reap. These poor people had nothing to do with sowing. But I tell you, when things happen, it is to call us to repentance. It is to call us to repentance, that all of us would come and surrender our lives to God, not only for 2 or 3 days, but forever. We had 9/11, and I tell you, it lasted a week and a half. people repenting only for a week and a half, and then they forgot and went back to business as usual. We cannot go back to business as usual. This is a landmark experience for the people of Boston to repent and to give our lives back to Jesus Christ. You know, I don't hear anyone on the television saying, we've got to give our life for Jesus Christ. They say, for heaven's sake, not for God's sake, for heaven's sake, for goodness sake. They don't even say for God's sake. And they're doing the best they can. I know they are. They're doing the best they can. And they're in the middle of all this pain. They're in the middle of all this tragedy. They're in the middle of all this stuff that is of evil. This act of terror will take months for people to get over, if not months, years for people to get over. So we need to pray as God's holy people for the people who are experiencing this act of terror and who saw these things happening. We need to pray for them, and we need to ask God to have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on Boston and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on Boston and on the whole world. For the sake of the sorrowful passion of Jesus Christ our Lord, have mercy upon us and Boston and the whole world. Lord Jesus Christ, help us to repent of our violence that we have in our hearts, because violence starts in the heart. Let us expose that violence and let us say, Lord Jesus, replace this violence with your peace through the blood that you shed for us, through the blood that you shed for me. We need, as God's people, to continue to pray, to continue to seek the Lord, to continue to give ourselves to Jesus, to continue to be with the Good Shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Are you wanting today? Jesus is your shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. O Lord Jesus, make us righteous. Take away all the violence in our hearts. Take away all the violence in our DNA and wash us clean in your blood. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even as Boston is doing now, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup overflows, runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The other day I did a wake service, and I started to pray the 23rd Psalm. And, oh, people started to join in, because many years ago in public school, in government schools, we would pray the 23rd Psalm every single day. Now we cannot even mention the name of God. We cannot even mention the name of Jesus. I tell you, when we throw Jesus out of the schools, I tell you that only something is going to take its place, because nature abhors a vacuum. Nature abhors a vacuum. Something else will take its place. Call it humanism. Call it what you want. But I tell you, when we threw Jesus Christ out of our public schools, out of our government schools, something else has taken its place. Maybe it's pride. Maybe it's arrogance. Maybe we think that we can stand without God. I tell you, we are completely and totally dependent on Jesus Christ. The 4th of July is not Independence Day, but dependence on the Lord Jesus Christ. This country was established as a country having a covenant with God. There are only two countries that have established and having a covenant with God. That is the United States of America and Israel. The rest of the countries are just humanistic. But we, when we started, our founders, our forefathers, they gave this country to Jesus Christ. Now Jesus Christ has no rights in our country. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Be merciful and heal our minds, our souls, our spirits, and heal our land for thy name's sake. My friends, today violence continues to happen outside or inside of Planned Parenthood. Violence continues to happen, and who will mourn for these children? We need to mourn for the people who died. We need to pray for the people who are sick in this terrorist attack. But who will cry out for mercy for these beautiful children that will be killed today? And violence will take place. Very, very, very deep violence. These poor little ones have no ability to save themselves. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, for the sake of Jesus Christ. Have mercy upon our land for the sake of Jesus Christ. Turn our hearts back to you, O God. Turn our bodies back to you, O God, that we again would say, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.